This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And for the rest of the program today, we're going to be talking about a fairly heavy topic, and that is death by suicide among people associated with the military. The state of Illinois recently joined the governor's and mayor's challenge to prevent suicide among service members, veterans, and their families. This is a national effort that aims to bring together teams from across government to work on this problem. Joining us to talk more about Illinois' efforts is Dr. Teresa Glaze. Dr. Glaze has a PhD in psychodynamic psychotherapy, is a licensed clinical social worker, and is director of social work for the Division of Mental Health at the Illinois Department of Human Services. She's also the team leader of the Governor's Challenge here in Illinois. Dr. Glaze, welcome to the 21st Show. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for having me.
And listeners, I want to mention before we begin, as we always do when we're discussing sensitive topics like suicide, we want to remind you there is help available for anyone experiencing those thoughts. You can call or text the new number, 988. They even have a dedicated menu prompt for veterans there. Once again, the number is 988. All right, let's begin by outlining the scope of the problem. How much death by suicide is there among service members, veterans, and their families?
Well, it's sad to say, Brian, currently the national trend is suicide by death is the 12th leading cause of death by suicide. In Illinois, the rate is at 26% among our military population, and that's totally unacceptable. We want to see that number decrease to zero deaths by suicide, and that's the goal of the Illinois Governor's Challenge.
I wonder if there's anything that those veterans or other service members have in common. What are the commonalities of people who make that choice?
Well, we know for sure a lot of people who choose death by suicide are in distress from PTSD factors, depression, anxiety, loss of fellow combat buddies, as well as trying to transition back into civilization from the military. So reintegration back into society also brings its own share of stressors, and all of these have been tied to suicide efforts among our military population.
Mm-hmm. I even read in one recent year that a majority of deaths by suicide were people older than age 55 among veterans. Why is it, in your view, you mentioned some of the factors that go into that choice, why is it that veterans are more likely to die by suicide?
I think, Brian, one thing that we fail to realize is that military people live in two worlds. They first serve our country as members of our armed guards and services, and then they transition back to civilization. And those two worlds operate very differently. And sometimes that transition back is difficult to achieve because supports are not in place. For example, finding housing for our military population, finding outpatient mental health services, which is a very difficult area to broach with the veterans because it's attached to stigma. And so stigma brings with it a reluctance to engage in services, and also it gives the false impression of weakness. And so military members are often very proud in their characteristics, and so they do not want to appear weak on any front. And so that prevents them from asking for help or seeking services. And so the Illinois Governor Challenge would like to overcome those barriers and those stigmas and let people know that it is not considered a weakness to ask for help. It is indeed a sign of strength.
Talk more about the challenge. How did this come about?
Okay, so SAMHSA sponsored a governor's challenge amongst all 50 states plus some territories. So I think currently we're up to over 52 participating. We just participated in a national governor's challenge summit in Virginia last month. And so what it is public and private stakeholders from each state come together who are committed to preventing suicide among our military service and veteran population. And what we did was we attended a three-prong policy academy, implementation academy approach, if you will. And SAMHSA taught us strategies on how to deal with this topic, and each state was charged with the challenge of coming up with their own strategic action plan. And in that plan, we came up with three priority areas here in Illinois, and for us, those areas include three calls to action. One we call hearing the call, and that's to tell all Illinois citizens that they have a role to play in this strategic action plan. The next priority is spread the word. In order to save lives, we need to get the word out that service members, veterans, and family members are at an increased risk of death by suicide, but we need to be able to talk about it. And our last priority is increase safety by all means, which is that we can prevent suicide from happening. We can do this by listening compassionately, by speaking up, and by increasing our knowledge of risk factors and warning signs and decreasing access to lethal means. And so we hope to educate Illinois citizens about the governor's challenge and this three-pronged approach in our attempt to prevent suicides and get suicides down to zero in the state of Illinois.
You mentioned SAMHSA. Just for the listeners who may not be clued into the lingo, this is an agency of the Department of Health and Human Services. It stands for Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. So you mentioned outreach there, and I wonder, what are some of the difficulties in reaching service members and veterans and their families?
Trying to access them, Brian, is one of our biggest challenges, and that's because a lot of veterans, once they are disconnected from military service, they don't want to re-encounter the military on any level, which means they are often not willing to seek help from our military hospitals and anything associated with the government they shy away from. So we have to find untraditional ways of reaching out to the military population by not using what we would consider a standard touch point. So the VA hospital is very big in system healthcare, and so we would think reaching out to them would be easy, but we know a lot of veterans don't enroll in VA services. So we have the idea of using a public health approach, which means we want to train frontline lay people, your grocery store clerks, your librarians, the people who deliver food to your homes, how to assess and screen for suicide, and how to get services in place if we find someone who is at risk or in danger.
Let me take a moment to remind listeners, if you're just joining us, this is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Dr. Teresa Glaze, a PhD, Director of Social Work statewide for the Division of Mental Health in the Illinois Department of Human Services. We're talking about her work with the Governor's and Mayor's Challenge to Prevent Suicide among service members, veterans, and their families. If you want to join our conversation, if you have a perspective on this, maybe you served in the military, maybe you have a family member who struggled with their adjustment coming back, we'd love to hear from you at 800-222-9455. We've got about 5 or 6 minutes left in our conversation today. Again, 800-222-9455. So we talked about the difficulty of reaching veterans and service members, and you alluded to earlier this stigma of not asking for help, you know, that toughness, that code. How do you overcome that? What has worked in that regard?
So we found that connection is the key. And so the best way is to reach veterans and service members in places they're comfortable in being. So that's our VFW halls, our veteran service organizations, our Legion halls. These are places we know that veterans come together to have camaraderie with their fellow combat buddies. They feel safe in that atmosphere. They feel safe discussing their struggles, whether it's nightmares or PTSD symptoms. And so in atmospheres like that, we can go in and have sensitive conversations. We can also provide written literature. We're in the process of developing a website so people who are not as comfortable speaking in person can chat online or with someone via email. So there are ways, Brian, to reach these people despite the barriers, and that's what we're attempting to do here.
We've talked about the difficulties in reaching them and some of the efforts there. What about on the treatment side for people experiencing thoughts of suicide? Is there anything different with veterans and service members and their families as compared with civilians?
Absolutely. And that's what the Governor's Challenge really hopes to focus on, is that we want to bring military cultural competency to our members of the Illinois general public at large, because a lot of people don't realize that working with veterans is a unique niche. You have to have specific training on military culture. You have to be able to speak their language and understand some of their frustrations and fears. And so when we talk about training statewide, all of our training programs for the Illinois Governor's Challenge will be evidence-based, based on practice with the military population. So we're not just shooting in the dark here. We're targeting this particular audience to use evidence-based practices, whether we're doing individual therapy, group therapy, whether we're having focus group sessions, all of it will be guided by evidence-based work in this field with this population.
I mentioned this is an interdisciplinary approach. So who all is involved from the state of Illinois?
Absolutely everybody. From the top down, Brian, we have executive leadership like myself. We have frontline people who work with our community providers of mental health services on our team. We have the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs on our team. We have the Illinois Department of Public Health on our team. We have people from Illinois Joining Forces on our team and some private stakeholders who are committed, Hope for a Day, and some others all have come together to implement this Governor's Challenge Strategic Action Plan.
And you briefly touched on this earlier, but what is success going to look like? How are you going to measure the outcomes of your efforts?
Well, the Governor's Challenge website will hold a training portal, Brian, developed by one of our leaders in this field for developing military cultural competency trainings online. And so we have asked for the Governor's Challenge that that online training portal be capable of providing reports and data as to our usage rates among what populations in the state, among what areas in the state, and we can bolster our efforts in the area if we see there's lagging in their performance. And so success will look like getting as many people trained in the state of Illinois in military cultural competency and suicide prevention as we can. Our goal is 70,000 state members, and that's what we'll mark as success.
70,000. Well, that actually dovetails with my next question, which was, if there's, you mentioned at the beginning that one of the first steps here is getting the word out to just everyone in Illinois, not just veterans and service members and their families, but everyone. Is there a way that people who are listening now can get involved with this work?
Yes. So right now, as I said, we're in the process of having our website completely loaded and ready to launch. I don't have a date for you right now, Brian, but they're telling us on the IT side within the next 2 weeks, hopefully, that will be live. That will be a place we will drive our attention seekers to get information about not only the trainings we will be providing, but also a list of resources for the military veterans. But right now, active today is the new 988 rollout nationwide, which has taken the place of 911. So anyone in crisis, whether you're a military member or not, you can dial 988 or text 838-355, I believe, and you can speak to a person trained in military cultural competence by pressing 1. So you can text 838-255 or you can dial 988 and press 1 for immediate assistance if you're in crisis.
All right. Great, great reminders to put those numbers out there. Dr. Teresa Glaze is Director of Social Work in the Division of Mental Health at the Illinois Department of Human Services. Dr. Glaze, thank you for your time and your important work on this topic.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
And that is all the time we have for our program today. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we're going to be talking about the teacher shortage in Illinois. And we want to know, how have you seen it affecting schools and teachers and students in your area? Have you seen any great ideas that are effectively addressing the shortage? And what else do you think should be done? You can leave us a voicemail at 217-300-2121. Once again, the number for our voicemail line is 217-300-2121. I said that strangely, didn't I? 217-300-2121. Leave a message. You might hear your response on air. That conversation is coming up tomorrow on the 21st show. which is produced by Aiden Choate, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our interns are Anaya Jones and Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.